It is a prayer to Lord Vishnu. Vishnu is being told to be as the most supreme God, who is explained in Vedas. The speciality of Vishnu is he has got Tihiri Yone, he has got the weapon of disc, and the disc is Vilangiyate, is shining. Tiri Ara, to remove the defects of the devotees. To remove the defects of the devotees, the disc that Lord Vishnu is having in his hand is just shining. So it is now called Sudarshanam. The Lord who is having the weapon of disc is the most supreme God, who is explained in Vedas. Yenba has no meaning at all. It's an expletive. Nachinarkini has mentioned it in many places. Sarayu ennum kuraivunal kannigondu uyindad enbave. Even there he says it is no meaning. Yerirangu irulidai iravinil padamperan marinen enakkuri manangollum than enba. In Kalithurai that enba comes there also it has no meaning. In the same way we have to say that enba has no meaning. If we say that enba, some people will say that Lord Vishnu is the most supreme God, that means some people may not say. Let us not think of it. So if we make him enba as a relative, it will be definite that Lord Vishnu is the most supreme God pronounced by Vedas. Whenever we describe the devas, we are just beginning to describe from the feet. But if we have to describe human beings, we will begin with head. Because the face has got all the sense organs, so it is given importance for human beings. But Lord Vishnu is an embodiment of knowledge. So from the top to toe is an embodiment of knowledge. So we begin with the feet. The feet are being praised by all the devotees because they surrender at the feet of the Lord. So the feet of the Ma Nilam Sevadiyaga, the vast earth, that is the ground, is the red feet of the Lord. Too near valai naral pavvam udukkayaga. Udukkai, if we split it into I, it is a verbal noun. If we just split it into udu plus kai, it's a noun giving the meaning garment. So the Lord has got the ocean where the water is clean, and where the conscious are sounding as his dress. Too near valai naral pavvam udukkayaga. Pavvam, the flood, that is the ocean. Where the water is clear, so too near. Where the conscious are sounding, so valai naral as his dress. Visumbu meyyaga, the sky is his body. Tisei kayyaga, the four directions are his four hands. Pasunkadir madhyamodu sudar kannaga, sudar means the sun. Pasunkadir madhyam, the moon which has got cool rays. The moon which has got cool rays and the sun, both of them are the eyes of the Lord. What is the speciality of the Lord is being explained in the line 5. Yenra yellam paindri, as a minute thing is prevailing in all the objects of this world. Ahat adakiya, his body is very, very big. It can swallow all the universes. So, at the time of deluge, he is taking everything in his stomach. So, at sometimes he becomes the container, and every place he becomes contained. So, he is the contained in the container himself. Being very minute, he is joining with all the souls. Taking a big form, he is consuming everything at the time of deluge. That is the speciality of Lord Vishnu. This is not described to any other divinity during Sangha literature. Sangha literature, there are the description of Lord Murugan, Lord Shiva, Kottaravai, all these things. But only Lord Vishnu is being told to be the one who is prevailing in all the things and who is taking everything inside him. This is the speciality of Lord Vishnu that is being told in Sangha literature. And that he is inside everything is being told in Parivadal as Vaduvil Kolhai Uyarndor Ainda Keduvil Kelviyul Nadu Agudalum. In the Vedas, Lord Vishnu has been told that is the Paramatma who is prevailing in every Atma. And that Parivadal itself says, Mover Ulakamum, Ulahinul Manvarum, Mayo, Nenvayin, Parandavai, Uraitem. Everything is being contained in you. So he is the container as well as the container. That is the speciality of Lord Vishnu, and he is being praised by the Vedas.